The Navy's cleanup of its toxic former shipyard in San Francisco's Hunter's Point has been consumed by scandal after whistleblowers reported that a contractor faked radiation tests at the site. A new report says the Navy is deliberately using out-of-date testing standards that could have grave consequences for anyone living and working near the site. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Cynthia Dizekas, one of the writers of the story for the San Francisco Chronicle. Talk first a little bit about the standards used for testing the soil. And there were a couple of different standards, correct?
Hi there. Yes. So I guess the first thing you need to know is that the EPA aims to clean up toxic Superfund sites like the shipyard so that no more than one person in a million would get cancer from the site alone. And that risk is never supposed to exceed one cancer in 10,000. And what this report really made an alarming conclusion, what it basically found was that the standards that the Navy has been using are far lower than that, which would lead to far higher rates of cancer.
How much higher?
So they did a number of estimates, and they found that if you're looking at combined risk from radiation or radioactivity in the soil, you could be looking at one in 380 people getting cancer. And if you're looking at the combined risk from buildings, so this would be radioactivity that could be left behind in buildings, you're looking at one person in 37 getting cancer, which is obviously, you know, hugely different than one in a million.
So this report was done not by the EPA, but it's being forwarded. It was done by a private group. Am I understanding that correctly? And it's being sent to the EPA?
Okay. Yeah. So the report was released by a nonprofit called Committee to Bridge the Gap, and its president, Dan Hirsch. And the Committee to Bridge the Gap is 48 years old. It has long provided technical expertise to communities dealing with nuclear projects. And Dan Hirsch is a nuclear policy expert who has written widely, testified before the U.S. Senate about environmental cleanups at federal facilities. So it's an expert group. And what they did was they reviewed the Navy's public documents, and they also used the EPA's own calculations and methodology, and they came out with this report.
So who is this contractor that faked the tests?
So that is a separate issue. So that's the sort of other issue with the shipyard that's been developing that many people have read about at this point, which is that the tests for radioactivity at the shipyard, so as part of the cleanup, have been faked. And there were two employees who worked for the contractor there who were recently sentenced to federal prison related to that. And as a result of that, the EPA and the Navy have both said that most of the measurements taken across the site can't be trusted. So there is this huge effort now to retest portions of the site. And so that combined with this report, the researchers are saying where that really leaves people is, you know, people living on the site now, not knowing what's there and what danger they might be in.
Well, thank you so much. That is Cynthia Dizekas. You can read more about the story in the San Francisco Chronicle.